The study published in the journal Nature compared lead levels for children living near industrial and non-industrial sites. Researchers found that children exposed to high levels of environmental zinc from a nearby smelter absorbed less lead. Curtis Noonan is an epidemiologist with the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. He co-authored the study.
But I think it's important to note also that, you know, in our study, high levels of environmental zinc, while they may have altered the strength of the association between environmental lead and blood lead, environmental zinc did not ultimately protect children from lead exposure.
Noonan says that because children are more susceptible to lead poisoning, parents should be aware of the risks of lead in the home, even when environmental zinc is high. Noonan says that future research should also take into account dietary exposures to zinc, as well as a person's overall nutritional status. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erica Johnson.